Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County YMCA CEO Amy Schulte with an update on the Washington YMCA new facility. As people are social distancing, I see a lot of people out walking and going for drives, and you can see a lot of progress on the new YMCA facility. Can you give us an update?
Yeah, the project is continuing to move along. They're on track to be complete with the building by May 15th, so we can start moving in our equipment and our items into it. We're still on track to have a June 1st opening date, provided that we're able to do so, under these current conditions.
And how has the project gone? Have you had a chance to walk through it recently?
I haven't been there this week, but I was there last week. Obviously, as things are finishing up, there's a lot of details that come up at an end of the project. And the flooring is going in this week. All the ceilings are in. You know, it's really starting to very much take shape. The gym floor, the gym basketball court's ready to go and to be played on, and the walking track is all ready and everything. So they're definitely putting finishing touches on and doing some of those final installs on some of the woodworking and cabinets, cubbies for our members, and having appliances installed and those types of things.
And how has it gone as far as the budget's concerned?
Well, that's one of the really great things that we found out in February from Carly Nelson, that the project was going to be coming in under budget. So we were very pleasantly surprised by that. I think a lot of that, is attributable not only to the great work that they've done, but also the building committee, as we were developing this project, really went through everything with a fine-tooth comb and were very diligent on trying to be very fiscally responsible about everything. So really all of the savings is coming in the fact that we have not utilized hardly any of our contingency funds that we had available to us, that every project has, a contingency fund that goes along with it. So we basically have had that contingency fund remaining that has given us some opportunities that we can maybe do some different things with the project that we didn't think we were going to be able to do.
And what are you looking at as far as those things are concerned?
Yeah, so one of the things that we did, because we applied for some grant funds, it was important for us to make sure that we have access to our grant funders to say, this is what we originally had planned on spending. This is where we think we're going to come in at. So we're going to have some extra funds that we can potentially have some upgrades or some additions to the project and make sure that those funders were okay with that. Obviously our biggest contributor was the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. So we wanted to make sure that we were transparent with them about changes that might have happened to the original project since, they had approved what we had originally had presented to them. So they recently, at their board meeting, approved some changes that some suggestions that we had for potential uses on the additional funds. Some of those have been some upgrades to add some furniture in our lobby area to make it more inviting and welcoming for our members. Originally, we had planned on using repurposing our office furniture that we have here in our existing building, and we were able to purchase new office furniture rather than using what we currently have. One of the things I was really excited about, we were able to go from our landscaping plan we had before, which was pretty basic, and now we were able to upgrade that a little bit and add a lot more trees and landscaping at the site to make it really beautiful and inviting for the community. Some of the things that the members are going to really appreciate is we were able to add a few additional cardio pieces, some Cydex machines that we didn't have planned for previously, and some strength machines, a hip thrust machine that I know we have a lot of members make some requests on some items that they would love to see in a new building that we haven't had before. So we're really excited to be able to offer those. Some of the other outside things that maybe aren't very exciting for the members or for the community, but we were able to add an outside storage shed for all of our lawnmowers and snow blowers that we'll need now that we have the green space and the parking lot and just the beautiful complex that we have.
It's all very exciting. When will it be open to the public?
if all goes as planned, we are planning a June 1st grand opening, or a June 1st opening date, and we're hoping to have a grand opening event on June 6th to correlate with the community events that happen during the Summer Classic. Those dates are somewhat up in the air, given that we're, you know, still waiting for information from the governor about being able to reopen just for general operation. We're very excited to be able to show the community the vision that we've had all along, and have people be able to come in and see the facility that we hope everyone will be able to enjoy.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with YMCA CEO Amy Schulte, with an update on the new Washington YMCA facility set to open later this spring. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.